Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Foulkes. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus, and this past week we started our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're talking about the life of Jesus through the lens of the disciple Simon Peter's life. And we talked about how the big idea for the series is that we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time, and much like Simon Peter, a lot of us want to take 10 steps at a time. And then we find out that sometimes it's one step forward and two steps backwards. But the good news is that God really uses all of our steps. We talked about how Jesus is really the man who divides history, that no one feels neutral really about him. And what we learned from Simon Peter is really that Jesus is God's answer to our greatest needs. And we looked at Luke chapter 5, and we talked about really these disciples, they dropped everything to follow Jesus. And so to some of us maybe who aren't Christians or are skeptical, that doesn't seem plausible. But we really talked our way through how for all of their lives, the disciples had, they would have wanted to become rabbis. And probably based on where they were in their lives, based on their careers and what they were doing, they would have eventually been rejected. But Jesus comes along, this rabbi, this healer that was incredibly popular in the culture. And he says to these rabbi school dropouts, these guys who probably didn't believe in themselves, come and follow me. But to do that, they had to be willing to drop their nets. And so we talked about how, we all have them. We all have a safety net. Some of us are fishing for people's approval, right? So we develop this winsome personality, or some people are fishing for security. So they've developed an incredible money-making net, or some people are fishing for influence, and so they have become incredibly disciplined. Some people, trying to create a life that's gathered around their charismatic personality, so they try to make everyone feel good. There's all these things that we do, and, in and of themselves, having a good reputation among people, being wise financially, influencing others for, those are not bad things. They just make bad gods. And I think for a lot of us, we think, well, Dean, I could really never be like Simon Peter. I couldn't be that kind of a disciple because I just don't believe in him. But what we learn really is that it doesn't really matter how much we believe in him, as much as because we learn that he believes in us. And when we learn how much he believes in us, that he was willing to give his life for us, we don't necessarily believe in ourselves, but we believe in his belief of us because of what he displayed. And we just talked about how somebody like David Livingstone, who went to Africa and gave his life as a doctor, there living really in abject poverty, losing members of his family, is such a good picture of how our lives can matter eternally. We just have to live in that every day, that even though maybe we don't always feel like, we're the most talented and gifted people, we just come to Christ like we are. And he is the one who uses us. And so I really want to pray for us today as we begin, and maybe for some of you who are beginning your day with us today, that God's presence will invade our lives from this moment forward. So I'm going to pray that, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray that as well. So grateful that you've chosen to join us today. Father, we do ask that same kind of spirit that Lord the disciples lived out, where they were willing to surrender everything, to drop their nets to follow you. I pray that God, that spirit, that same presence, God, that you've given to us, your Holy Spirit, God, that we would surrender to that, that we would follow that, that there's nothing, God, that we're willing to hold back from you. Sometimes sacrificial moments come to our lives, or painful moments, or moments, God, where we're generous, or you call us to be that. I pray, God, that our yes is always on the table as we follow you. I pray that we will be good disciples, good followers, that will always say that you're in the front, and that we want to go wherever it is you're going, wherever it is that you're moving. So God, today we put our lives in your hands. We entrust you, or we entrust ourselves to you today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.